We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield, live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Also brought to you by Cheerleader. Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Another week of Tiger Talk from Cheerleader Pub and Grill on the corner of 63 and Stadium in Columbia. I'm Mike Kelly. Coach Eli Drinkwitz is alongside. Coming up on this show, we'll hear from defensive backs coach Charlie Harbison and also Missouri redshirt sophomore safety Jelani Williams will join us as well right here on Tiger Talk. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Speaking of Shelter Insurance, Tiger Talk brought to you by Shelter, recently ranked highest in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region, three of the last 4 years, and number one in price by J.D. Power. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. Tigers in action coming up this Saturday at home at Faurot Field in Columbia. An early start, 11 a.m. The kickoff, our coverage here on the Tiger Network begins at 9. Plenty of tickets available for the game at 1-800-CAT-PAWS, 884-PAWS in mid-Missouri, or log on to mutigers.com. Tigers coming off of their first loss of the season as they went to Kentucky, lost to a very good Kentucky team this weekend in Lexington, 35-28. So a lot to break down, a lot to unpack, but first let's say good evening to the coach. How you doing?
Well, I was doing pretty good. I'd kind of got over that loss, and then you brought it right back up. Yeah. So let's get it over with, man. Yeah. Let's regurgitate that thing. You know, we have a 24-hour rule, but since our show's on Wednesday, I guess I'm going to have to keep making it a 72-hour rule.
You are not the first coach that has told me that maybe we need to move on from that. But broad brush it, just what was your takeaway from the way your team performed at Kentucky?
I mean, I'm kind of a glass half full kind of guy, specifically when we're talking to the fan base and the things that we're trying to accomplish. And so when you look back on the game, it's kind of the same thing I told our team. I was extremely impressed with the way we fought. It could have got really bad when we were down 14-0, down 21-7, down 28-14. And every time we kept finding a way to get back in that game. And we just left too many one plays out there. And we got to find that one play to change the game. You know, we had a 3rd-and-5 right there, and end up having a sack and then having a fourth down that we, you know, didn't get. There's so many just one play opportunities that win us the game on the road. And so we got to find that play. We got to find it in practice. Coaches have got to find it. We got to find a way to help our guys improve. But when you think about, okay, we're one play away and you see all these opportunities, man, that's room for improvement. That's room for growth. That's room for positivity. I told our team, too, when you're a team of fighters, you're never out of a game. Mm-hmm. You know, as poor as we played, we lined up offsides. I mean, how crazy is that?
Yeah.
You line up offsides. You're looking at the football, mm-hmm. you know. And we did that a couple of times. And as poorly as we played, we still were one play away from winning the game. And so that, to me, is when you have a group of fighters, they're going to keep you in some football games. And that's good to know. That's good to see. I wish it would have been different, but can't change the past. We can only work to change the future, and that's what we're going to do this Saturday.
There have been coaches that have been in your seat on this show that have reminded people that, you know, you're in year two of your program. If there yep. weren't problems, you wouldn't be here. So it's still part of a growth process.
Yeah.
But let me carry on just for a second, because I think one thing you learned in, again, first game on the road, year two of your program, you saw character. And you saw competitiveness.
Yeah.
And teams either have that or they don't have that.
Yeah, I mean, we're competing. And you got two different things going on, right? You got the forest for the trees. I mean, internally, within the program, within the locker room, the expectation is to win every single game, period. I mean, that's why we play, we practice, we work our butt off every single day to win. And there's no excuses for not winning. But when you take a broader look and you look back and you say, okay, you know, we got to continue to fight. We got to continue to grow. We got to continue to get better. We got to continue to recruit. We got to continue to build a team that when you go into those games, maybe you have a little bit better chance.
You know, and this is, you're not one to make excuses, but you're also one that tries to paint an accurate portrait to where you are as a program. And we talked about this last week with Kentucky and what Mark Stoops had done over 9 years, particularly over the last five. He had signed 22 4- and 5-star guys.
Yeah.
You've signed 9 over the last couple of years. 5 of those are true freshmen. So it's a building process.
Yeah, I mean, you got to build up your strengths and work on your weaknesses. And it always starts with recruiting. You know, mm-hmm. you got to recruit better players, and then you got to develop the players that are on your roster and develop the guys that you recruit. And, you know, we're working to do that. Yeah, I mean, we got a ways to go. I wish it was Miracle-Gro. I wish it was microwave a team. But it's not, and we're going to get there.
Heck of an atmosphere, though, wasn't it?
That was something. That was good stuff.
Yeah, it was as good as it has ever been in our trips to Lexington in the past. And again, I want to talk a little special teams because you got the block field goal late in the game to give yourself an opportunity to move down the score.
Yeah, I thought, you know, when you look at the game, special teams really played better than the other special teams. We had 4 punts inside the 20, mm-hmm. 3 of them inside the 10, blocked a field goal, had a return out past the 26. So that was good. That was really good for us, special teams-wise. And, you know, just offensively, we needed one more drive, one more play, couldn't turn the ball over. And then defensively, we got to keep working. But they made a play at the end to block the field goal and give us a chance.
Tigers head coach Eli Drinkwitz is alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. Show your swagger with a Tiger checking card from Central Bank. The only place for Tiger checking, open one today, www.centralbank.net. More with the coach coming up on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand, through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance, all without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
At Central Bank, we turn possibilities into realities, and for our customers, relationships into returns. We're a community bank that goes where you go, with comprehensive tools and seamless solutions for every step in your financial journey. Do more with your money. Start your journey today at centralbank.net. Central Bank. We do banking better. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. And throughout our history, it has never wavered. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faro Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait.
Wait. Wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit NextHomeParadigm.com. That's NextHomeParadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, from Cheerleader Pub and Grill. If you haven't been here, you should. Come join us on a Monday night here at Cheerleader, as the staff does a great job, and we certainly appreciate those that come out each and every Monday evening. Mizzou football proud to partner with the Missouri Credit Union and Hy-Vee in an effort to sack hunger in Missouri. For each Tiger sack during the 2021 season, each partner will donate $300 to the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. By the way, before we get to a little more of the substance of this segment, this is something that you've decided to help and support and be a part of as well, the Sack Hunger Program with the Central, with the Food Bank of Central and Northeast Missouri.
I did?
I think you did.
Yeah.
I think
Hey, I'm all in on it. Did you say Monday?
Today, oh, yeah, it's Wednesday. You know what? I've been doing this doggone show for so many years, and it was on Monday,
it's
then it went
on
to
every
Thursday.
Night.
And yeah. I don't know about you, but one of us got home at 6:10 in the morning on Sunday.
No excuses.
Yeah, just, you know, I'm a little older than you are.
Yeah.
And I'll claim that mistake, and thanks for pointing it out.
Well, good. Maybe that's what's wrong with the crowd. You know, they came here Monday instead of Wednesday.
Could be. My fault.
Wednesday.
I tell you
what we need to do, though.
Write a big old note right here. This
no,
is
what
Kelly.
We need
Wednesday.
To do is, what we need to do is, I need to buy everybody in here a beer. How about that? Y'all ready for that? Y'all good with that? Everybody,
raise your
everybody,
hand.
Everybody drinks on me. If you came to the show tonight, everybody's drinks on me. Come on, I got the tab right here. Let's go. Right here. I'm dead serious. Let's go. Where's the waiter? Where's the waitress at? Let's go.
There they are.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that'll get people excited.
Now there's even more reasons to come on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays.
To Cheerleader.
Yeah.
Corner of 63 and
wet,
Stadium.
Wet Wednesdays. Wet Wednesdays.
Courtesy of Drink.
Coach Drink.
Coach Drink's Wet Wednesdays.
Yes.
There we go.
I'm buying. Let's go.
Kaz, market that. We're on it. Ryan Coslin in the house. Hey, Tyler Beatty. Think about this. Tyler Beatty is 53 receiving yards away from becoming the first player in Mizzou history, in his career, to have 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving. Put that into context.
Well, I mean, if you're the first to do anything, it's pretty special.
Pretty special.
He's an extremely gifted young man. He's very intelligent. He's got great football smarts and instincts. But he's another example of waiting his turn and opportunity and maximizing the opportunity that he's been presented. You know, there were several games last year where, man, he was absolutely outstanding. You think about the LSU win. You think about the Arkansas win. He was absolutely outstanding. But he didn't pout when Larry was in the game and doing the things that he needed to do to get his 1,000 yards. And so now it's his turn, his opportunity. And I think he's just been tremendous. And, man, we're really excited for to try to get him 53 more yards.
What did he do in the offseason to seize this opportunity?
Well, he got bigger. I mean, the dude is 205 pounds, and he looks great. He's really maximized his endurance. I think Coach Russell and him and the rest of our strength staff did a really nice job, along with Liz, really working on his nutrition habits and how do we make sure that he adds the right weight but still maintain his speed. And then Owen Stanley, our athletic trainer, has done a good job with prehab and rehab with him and making sure that we monitor his reps and make sure that we're not overworking him.
Fourth in the country in all-purpose yards, 12th in the country in rushing yards. And so young man primed to have a big weekend this weekend. Daniel Parker Jr. gets into the end zone for the first time since 2018, scored two touchdowns, had two touchdown receptions, caught another pass, also had two pancake blocks, which he said today was what he was most proud of, is the pancake blocks. That tight end position, Nico Hay,
yep.
Daniel Parker, Messiah Swinson, just an overview on kind of where you see those guys and how they can contribute to your offense.
Well, Daniel says he was real proud about those pancake blocks, but, you know, he's got a signature pat at the top of his helmet when he scores. I don't see him do that after he hits those pancake blocks, so I think he's still pretty proud of those touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, those guys, Coach Woods does a really good job. You know, they have a saying, wise lead the way. And I think, you know, they've really invested in trying to be leaders on the team. And I think I'm really proud of Daniel and Nico and the way they've went about their business as far as preparing each week, preparing for practice, having a great attitude. We ask them to block a ton. We ask them to run a lot of different variations of routes. We call them for the love of the game route, which means you're probably not getting the ball, but you got to clear out somebody in zone or in man. And they do it with a great attitude. And then, you know, this past week, and even the first week, Nico caught a touchdown the first week, and Daniel was really good on catching these past two. And really the one that went to him the first score, he's not the primary read, but he ran a great route. I thought Connor did a great job with the football, lifted it over that first-level defender and went up and made a great catch.
Dominic Lovett with his first receptions as a collegiate player this weekend. He had four receptions at Kentucky, the young man from East St. Louis. And then Mookie Cooper, again, continues to just
yep.
get more and more opportunities. Yep. What's the biggest adjustment, Eli, that those two are having to make at this level as opposed to where they were in past years?
It's harder to get the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get the football in college football because when you're a good player, everybody knows it, and they're going to try to put more eyes on you. And so you got to work through the details and understand my talent is not just enough to win. I've got to have details and fundamentals in order to get open. And I think both of those guys are continuing to learn that and figure out the talent, the intricacies. You know, we're trying to design plays to get them the football, but they've also got to create their own opportunities within the framework of the play by running the right route, getting open, being the right matchup, being open at the time that Connor needs them to be open. I think, you know, when Mookie made his catch, it was a 3rd and 8 man-to-man. He ran a hash route, which has to adjust flat when it's man-to-man coverage. And he did all those things at the right time, and Connor was able to make the throw and make the catch.
Do young players struggle, too, with the adjustment of understanding it's more of a north and south game at this level than it is trying to get wide and get east and west?
Yeah, I mean, I think he figured that out when he got his head ripped off and fumbled the football. So, you know, he's learning on the fly right there that, you know, everybody's going to hit you, and, you know, you're going to have to get north and south. But the most important thing is you got to protect the football.
In just a small sample size, and, again, we're two games in, but for this guy, it's been a small sample size. J.C. Carlisle is a guy that has a chance to be pretty special.
I'm telling you, if he could play a whole game, who knows what the crud he could do. I mean, in the first half in the second half against Central Michigan, he had an interception, several tackles, big hit, knocked the quarterback out. You know, in the first half, he has an interception, a forced fumble, ended up battling some illness at halftime and really was not full speed in the fourth quarter. But he's really an elite player with the potential to be an elite player if he can continue to put it all together and just impressive stuff right now.
It's Eli Drinkwitz. I'm Mike Kelly. We're at Cheerleader. It is Wednesday. Make sure you join us each and every Wednesday. Let Shelter take you to the zoo this season. Find an agent near you, shelterinsurance.com/Mizzou. They'll register you for a chance to win two tickets to a Tiger football game during the 2021 season. More Tiger talk with the coach still to come. We're going to hear from Charlie Harbison and also from Jelani Williams. So that's still to come. After this, on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait.
Wait. Wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit nexthomeparadigm.com. That's nexthomeparadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready.
Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
What does greatness look like? It's one of those things, while not always obvious, everyone understands. It's your fourth grade teacher who always listened to you. The lady at your coffee shop who asks about your Jack Russell every visit. Your neighbor who's right there for you with good advice on just about everything. Greatness is sometimes the smallest act of kindness with the largest impact. At Great Southern Bank, we understand what makes our community great are the people. Great Southern Bank, understanding what really matters. Member FDIC.
The Mizzou-Arkansas SEC football rivalry continues. Shelter Insurance is proud to present the 8th annual Battle Line Rivalry Game between your Mizzou Tigers and the Arkansas Razorbacks. On Black Friday, November 26th in Fayetteville, Arkansas, the Battle Line Rivalry Game will rock the gridiron and heat up the border. Show your support so the Tigers can keep the trophy at home. It's all presented by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield, we're your shelter.
Looking for a place to catch the Tigers this year? Look no further than Cheerleader Pub & Grill. With over 20 TVs and two 100-inch big-screen projectors, Cheerleader Pub & Grill has you covered so you and your friends don't miss a minute. Enjoy game day with 40 beers on tap and choose from tons of options on their full gourmet food menu. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub & Grill. Proud to be the home of Tiger Talk. M-I-Z.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
Coming up next segment, we'll visit with Missouri assistant coach Charlie Cheese Harbison. Will join us here as part of the Socket Fiber coaches, assistant coaches segment. Then later in the club car wash interview with the player, we'll visit with Jelani Williams. Eli Drinkwitz is with us. His team in action coming up Saturday at Faurot Field in Columbia, 11 a.m. against the Red Hawks of Southeast Missouri State. Our coverage again begins at 9. Tickets available, 1-800-CAT-PAWS, 884-PAWS at Mid-Missouri, and log on to mutigers.com. You pointed this out yesterday. Already 8 times this season, 8 FCS schools have knocked off FBS schools.
Yep.
So they have your full respect.
Yeah, it keeps me up at night.
When you look at them from an offensive standpoint, are there things that capture your attention right away?
They run the ball,
mm-hmm.
which we ain't been real good at stopping.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem for us right now, and it's a challenge. I'd feel real good if it's an air raid team, you know, but it's not. So, you know, they do a good job mixing up their run schemes. They got inside zone, outside zone. They got counter. We haven't proved to stop any type of run scheme, you know, so we've got our work cut out for us there, and So we got to prove it. You know, we got to prove it, and we got to go to work and get it done. And you know, I'm making light of it, but I'm not.
Right.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
we got some work to do to prove that we can stop the run. And we need to see that. And then, you know, defensively, the problem right now is everybody you play has got a lot of returning starters.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got an experienced football team. A lot of them played here a couple years ago, and I'm sure they're pretty ticked off about it, the way it went. And, you know, they're going to be ready to go. And so we're going to have to be ready to go. And this is what I challenged our team. In this game, your talent is your biggest nemesis. Because in games like this, you think, well, I don't have to do the extra. The block in practice doesn't matter quite as much, or I don't study as hard because I'm more talented than they are. Well, talent's not the difference maker. Your preparation, the separation is in the preparation and the process that you need to have as a player in order to be successful, to play at your best, to have competitive excellence. That's what we have to achieve as a football team. Well, we're not there yet. Okay. And so what I'm challenging our football team is don't let your talent be your biggest nemesis in this game. You got to go out today and earn it at practice. Coaches, you got to put in extra time this week to make sure that you're putting our guys in the most advantageous position. Don't just say, oh, we're going to run this play and it's going to work because we're more talented at the left tackle position than their defensive end. Bullcrap on that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure our numbers match up. Let's make sure our X's and O's are right. Let's make sure we're executing at a high level. Make sure the plays that we run are going to be successful based on the schemes that they're running. And that's really the challenge for all of us. You know, we cannot take anything for granted. Fans, players, coaches, none of us.
The other thing that they have a reputation about doing is being very good in special teams, particularly
yep.
when it comes to the ability to block kicks.
Yep.
What do you see from them in special teams that allows them to block 12 kicks over the last three seasons?
You know, their special teams coordinator does an outstanding job. They're very multiple in the way they pressure you. They're very multiple in the formations that they present you, which allows them to have fakes. And so they're really unafraid. And anytime you're unafraid, then that gives you an opportunity to be successful. And so I think they do a tremendous job. Obviously, if you get that, if those negative type things happen, it creates momentum for the other side, causes doubt on one side. So we really hammered our guys about being protection sound. Again, it goes back to us making sure that we are focused on execution. And that's really our challenge.
How has this week in practice gone?
You know, I honestly think Tuesday was the best Tuesday practice that we've had since the start of the season. I really felt like our guys came out with the right energy, the right focus, the right mentality. You know, we call it Toughness Tuesday. We lift early in the morning on Tuesday, then we come back in the afternoon and have a 22-period practice, and it's in full gear, and we're going good on good, and we're doing individual drills good on good against each other. And it's a mother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's tough. And so, you know, I think those guys had a great attitude, and they came out with the right intensity. You know, today I thought was another good day. But we'll see. You know, we got to follow that up with a Thursday, Friday. I challenge them after practice. You really got about 72 hours before the game. And now it's not physical, it's mental. How much mental preparation, how much film, now that you know what the game plan is, how much more film are you going to go study about your opponent and know, hey, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I can anticipate, this is how I need to execute?
When you got the job, the first person you hired is going to be our next coach, Charlie Cheese Harbison. What was it about Coach Harbison and his makeup, both as a coach and a person, that you wanted to have him as a part of your staff here at Missouri?
You know, there's just people that you're around in life that make you a better person,
mm-hmm.
that challenge you to be a better person. And that's what Charlie Cheese Harbison is. He's an outstanding person of character. He's got a tremendous family. He's got a great story. But he's a person that can walk into my office and say, Coach, you're dead wrong about this. And he's also a guy who can walk in and say, Coach, I love you, man. I'm so proud of you. And to have somebody like that on your staff is so important. It's somebody that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. He's been through a lot of different things in life, and so he can help me keep perspective. You know, he keeps me from going too far one way or the other. He's just an outstanding mentor and friend. And he's a really good safeties coach, man. You see what the production we're getting out of those guys right now. So really proud of Cheese and glad he's here. And like he said, you can never have too much cheese.
Never can have too much cheese.
Except when unless sometimes he's spicy cheese.
No.
Sometimes he's pepper jack cheese.
Oh.
And then sometimes it's a little much. I got to calm him down. One-on-ones, he gets spicy cheese. You know, so I got to calm him down a little bit.
Let's close with this. Great opportunity.
Miss Tammy's over there. She's the best. She's the ace recruiter, okay? So Cheese gets a lot of credit, but I always tell him, hey, if Tammy ain't coming, you don't need to come, all right? So make sure Tammy is at the recruiting, all right? She's undefeated.
Hey, let's close with this. Great opportunity for your football team to pick up its second win of the season coming up on Saturday. Just a thought or a message you want to send to your fans here on Wednesday night from Cheerleader.
Hey, we need you. We need you to be there Saturday. We need you to continue to support our football team. We're working extremely hard for you to be proud of it. And look forward to Saturday, having a great contest and feeling the energy of Faurot Field.
Thanks for being a part of Drinks Wet Wednesday.
Yeah.
At Cheerleader.
M-I-Z.
Z-O-U. Back after this, coming up, Coach Charlie Cheese Harbison. After this, on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Looking for a place to catch the Tigers this year? Look no further than Cheerleader Pub & Grill. With over 20 TVs and two 100-inch big-screen projectors, Cheerleader Pub & Grill has you covered so you and your friends don't miss a minute. Enjoy game day with 40 beers on tap and choose from tons of options on their full gourmet food menu. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub & Grill, proud to be the home of Tiger Talk. M-I-Z.
The Mizzou-Arkansas SEC football rivalry continues. Shelter Insurance is proud to present the 8th annual Battle Line Rivalry Game between your Mizzou Tigers and the Arkansas Razorbacks. On Black Friday, November 26th in Fayetteville, Arkansas, the Battle Line Rivalry Game will rock the gridiron and heat up the border. Show your support so the Tigers can keep the trophy at home. It's all presented by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield, we're your shelter.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faurot Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait.
Wait. Wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit NextHomeParadigm.com. That's NextHomeParadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. Coming up a little later, in our Club Car Wash player interview, we'll visit with Jelani Williams. Time now, though, for the Socket Assistant Coach interview provided by Socket Fiber, the fastest, most reliable internet. Let's bring into the conversation Missouri's assistant head coach and the safeties coach, defensive backs coach, Charlie Cheese Harbison. It's great to see you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Blessed to be here.
Yeah. Well, I've said this to you before. We're blessed to have you. So I want to talk broad brush kind of and get to know you a little bit better for these folks. Provide that opportunity for them. How did the nickname Cheese come about?
Oh, Lord. Marley been on me about that. So, actually, it came from high school.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
High school in North Carolina.
North Carolina. Shelby, North Carolina. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
You've been at this a long time, right?
Yes, sir.
30 years of coaching.
About 35 plus.
35 plus, yeah. So what keeps you going? What keeps you saying, you know, this is something that I want to do, to be with young men and to be a part of a staff and building something greater than the individual? What is it that drives you?
Well, there's two things. Number one, I love the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a passion that I've always had. And getting an opportunity to be in the SEC at the top level of college football, I want to win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I want to... If I get one win, I want the next one. I want the next one. And that keeps me up. And I hate losing, and I got a yearning for winning. And the number two part is my high school coach poured a lot in me when I was young. I lost my dad when I was 12, and he took me and helped mold me.
Mm-hmm.
He was a guy, and to this day, Friday nights, Saturday mornings, if he get me, depending on my schedule, he always called.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, he'll call, win or lose. Now, when I win, good job, son. You're supposed to win. If I lose, then he checking me.
Mm-hmm.
He telling me what I did wrong, what I need to do. Mm-hmm. And then he say, oh, next week, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
And he tell me you love me. And that's big to me. And I give that same love to my players. Because I believe in speaking life to the young men. Don't break their spirit. And I always tell them that you can always do better. You can always do better. And then in turn, I pour into them, they're pouring to someone else. Speaking life. And that's why I speak the end result, what I desire. I desire winning, and I speak that winning attitude. And I refuse to let them be average. And like Coach Drink always said, we've got to do something that had never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to stop.
You know, you mentioned about being in the SEC and being in the best conference. This is not your first foray into the Southeastern Conference. You've been at four other schools in the SEC.
Yes.
Alabama, Auburn, LSU, and Mississippi State.
Yes, sir.
How have those, of course, you were with Drink at Appalachian State.
Yes.
How have those stops along the way helped make you the coach that you are today?
Okay, number one, I try to be a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
I try to draw from every person that I come in contact with. I try not to be like someone else. I try to be me. Because if I try to be somebody other than what the Lord made me, I'm telling the Lord what he made wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
But I can learn from each individual and put my personality into it and get better. And so I took some from Nick Saban. I took some from Mike DeBose, from Sylvester Crooms, from Coach Miles on, to make me and to get my players. If I can always find a nugget to get my players to perform better, I'm going to give them that nugget. I don't want to overcoach, but I want to undercoach. Sometimes I tell them it's result-nique, meaning there's technique, then there's results. I want the results. If they can do something, maybe it might be different what I'm teaching, but I get the results I want, I'm going to let them do it. And Jelani know that. I want results. I want good results. And anything I can do from a coach that I can grab something from, I'm going to give to my players. I'm not that guy that always got the answers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for answers.
When it comes to recruiting, what is it that you enjoy about it, and how is it in terms of how much do you have to adjust each and every year, I guess, to relate to the modern day player? Or do you have to adjust? Or does it goes back to being the man that God made you in terms of your approach to recruiting?
I'm gonna be true to myself, be who I am. And I don't meet a stranger. And I break down the walls. See, I hug my players.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up, I didn't get hugged a lot. So I hug young men. And some of them might get tense. And I tell them, I said, hey, listen, relax.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. It's that agape love I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then that breaks a wall. And then I speak to them. I don't speak at them. I speak to them. And I talk to their parents. and I get a relationship, mm-hmm. and I talk to them, and then I hear them. I let them talk, and I say, okay, this is what we have in our program. You can reach all your goals here, and you're not going to play for a better head coach than Coach Dream. And you go get your degree, and this is how you get your degree. You go win championships, and this is how we go do it. Mm-hmm. It's a process, and I explain it to them. And I tell the parents, we're going to love your young man. We're going to speak life to him. We refuse to let him be average. Mm-hmm. We're going to make sure he get that degree so he can be a productive man after ball. Because ball will go in at some point in time. Then what? And how to take care of himself, how to walk into a room, how to conduct himself, mm-hmm. you know. And you got to win and have a passion for winning. You got to have a passion for winning. You just can't go out there, well, let's win. No, you got to have a passion to win.
More with Chiefs Harbison coming up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faurot Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait.
Wait. Wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit NextHomeParadigm.com. That's NextHomeParadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
You could call it swagger. You could call it a vibe. You could call it confidence. You could call it cool. Or you could call it exactly as it is, Tiger Pride. Show your Mizzou spirit with a Tiger checking card, only from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Central Bank, strong roots, endless possibilities. Member FDIC.
Looking for a place to catch the Tigers this year? Look no further than Cheerleader Pub & Grill. With over 20 TVs and two 100-inch big-screen projectors, Cheerleader Pub & Grill has you covered so you and your friends don't miss a minute. Enjoy game day with 40 beers on tap and choose from tons of options on their full gourmet food menu. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub & Grill. Proud to be the home of Tiger Talk. M-I-Z.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. And throughout our history, it has never wavered. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter.
Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Cheerleader Pub and Grill. We're here every Wednesday night at 7. Hope you join us. Coming up next week, we'll be back here at Tiger Talk. You know, 1 in 7 Missourians are food insecure. That's why Mizzou football partners with the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri to continue the proud Tiger tradition of Score Against Hunger. Join Coach Drinkwitz and the Tigers to bring hope at scoreagainsthunger.org, presented by MPIX. We continue on our Socket Fiber assistant coaches segment with Coach Charlie Cheese Harbison as we talk about the defensive backs. But first, before we talk about your position group, let's talk about the defense overall. How does this defense improve? What are the keys for this defense to continue to improve and get better as the season progresses?
I think the keys is everyone stand on the same page, doing their job, doing their job. Sometimes when you try to make a play, you overplay. Mm-hmm. Just doing your job, continue to run to the ball, creating takeaways, mm-hmm. and us getting off the field on third down. Mm-hmm. And the way we do it on third down is tightened up by coverage and everybody doing their job, not trying to do too much.
When you look at your group, your position group, give me some thoughts on the individuals that you get a chance to work with each and every day, and then I want to pick at them individually after you talk about them.
I tell you what, I have a great room, and I love my guys, and I call them my guys, mm-hmm. right, Jelani? But I tell you what, and they pick on me too, Coach Mike, and we have a good time. But when it's time to work, it's time to work. And the bottom line is the guys, they don't care who gets credit. Mm-hmm. They play as a unit, they play as a team, and they communicate. And a lot of times, if one sees somebody doing something, they correct each other. Mm-hmm. And when you got that camaraderie in your room, it's something special.
JC, obviously, is a kid that we talked about earlier with Coach. Just in a short amount of time this season, he's made plays, a couple of interceptions, a forced fumble, big forced fumble into the second quarter uh-huh. at Kentucky. When you look at a taller safety like a JC or like a Jelani, just you know, what makes those guys the players that they are? And first, let's talk with Jalen. What is it that gives him the ability to make the plays that he's made?
Number one, they get length. And coming out of the break and playing with the eyes mm-hmm. and seeing the formations. Everything about formation red, 2x2, 3x1. And the thing is, and as we prepare week to week, we study mm-hmm. formation, we study splits. And those guys getting a step on what's going on, and then they pull the trigger. And you gotta have length. You gotta have length that way you could, I call it sometimes like a windshield wiper. They got to be the eraser out back. They got to be able to fit downhill, inside out on the ball. I call it running banana. Mm-hmm. And that way, and then when they pull the trigger, they just got to come out of the hips and near leg, near shoulder.
How about Jelani? Just a word on that young man.
Jelani, he's like a quiet storm. Him and JC both quiet, but they, you know, but one thing about both of them, Jelani, they smart. You know, and they pay attention and they take the coaching. And you have to tell them more than once, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they self-correctable. Mm-hmm. And that way, when they see it and they see it on video, they say, okay, I know what you mean. And then we have conversation. We can have dialogue. And then that way, they continue to get better. I might have to move them back. I might have to move them to the right, to the left, depending on the formation. And they get it. And when a young man get it, you know you got something special.
Speaking of getting it and learning it, how impressed are you with the ability of a guy like a Sean Robinson and Chris Abram-Drain, who started the year a year ago, played against Alabama on the offensive side of the football. Mm-hmm. Now here we are 1 year later, and both of them are playing significant minutes on the defensive side of the football.
Number one, they're not selfish. Mm-hmm. They're a team player, and that's what we got to have. And they came to the other side of the ball, and we created some depth. Mm-hmm. And their athleticism put them on the field, and they're making plays for us. And that's important. And then the guys that's on the defense, when they came over, it's a brotherhood. They accepted them, and we kept moving forward.
For these folks that don't get a chance to be around you and other members of the staff, and I've talked about this staff a lot during the course of the offseason and also during the course of the early stages of this season, just the camaraderie, you know, just how impressive they are when you sit down with each and every one of you individually. But you're with it every day. So I like to ask a question this way. Tell us something about this staff that we don't know.
Number one, they pick on me all the time. That's number one. And number two, it's a family.
Yeah.
It's a family. And Jelani and my guys, they pick on me as well. But, you know, I'm that guy. I try to be that glue. If somebody's not doing good, if I can see their facial expression, I'm going to go up to them and say, hey, how you doing? I'm going to get in their business a little bit because when you pray, you got to pray for one another. Mm-hmm. We're around each other so much. It's a family. Mm-hmm. And if somebody's down, we got to pick them up because we need all hands on deck.
How much does it mean, and again, you've been at this for a long time, but as the head coach said, the thing that he loves about you is that you can walk into his office and say, that's not right. But then you can walk into his office and say, I love you. How much is that ability to be able to be honest with everyone, in particular the head coach, how important is that?
It's very important because The bottom line is we got to help each other. He's the head of the spear. What I mean, I call him the set man. And we all got to have his vision. And when we are working together with his vision, good things will happen. And if we're not on the same page or somebody got a different agenda, it's called division. Mm-hmm. But the divided house won't stand. And I was blessed to work with him at App, and with a great relationship there. And he asked me and my wife, Tammy, to join him here. And the key word was that. He said, I want you and your wife. Because he believes in family, and that's important to me. And these players are families. This is a business, like you said, we're all together. We have to love each other. You know, don't get me wrong. Family has some disagreements. It's okay to agree to disagree till you agree. But once we set on a agreement on something, we all go in the same direction. The set man, and I'm a firm believer in this now, a head coach and a pastor, they set men. Mm-hmm. Pastor had a vision for the church. The head coach had a vision for the team. And I call the pastor have his trustees. They got to implement his vision right. throughout the church. Right. The coaches got to implement the head coach's vision throughout the team.
Absolutely. Jeez, thank you. It's great to see you, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Have a great weekend and get a win, and we'll look forward to doing this again.
Yes, sir.
Charlie Cheese Harbison. Coming up next, we'll visit with Jelani Williams on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faro Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
What's the mark of a true fan? Someone who shows up game after game, supporting their team no matter what. Celebrating the wins. Hanging in there through the tough times. Passionate and vocal. Loyal and consistent. At Great Southern Bank, that's how we feel about our communities. Proud to be a part of the team, showing up day after day, ready to help however we can. Great Southern Bank. We're fans too. Member FDIC.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Time now for our player interview, brought to you by the official car wash of the Tigers, Club Car Wash, with unlimited memberships starting at $20 a month. Visit clubcarwash.com to find a location near you. He is a St. Louis native who played his high school ball at Parkway North, which is located on Fifi Road in Creve-Coeur, Missouri, if you didn't know that. He wears number 4. Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, a redshirt sophomore by the name of Jelani Williams. It's great to see you.
Nice to see you.
Kind of rolled your eyes a little bit when I said you went to high school at Fifi Road. How'd you know that? I want to talk a lot about you and give these folks a chance to know you. But as a football team right now, obviously you're coming off of your first loss of the season. Mm-hmm. Just explain to us the mindset of this football team right now as you get set to play SEMO this weekend.
Yeah, that loss, you know,
we just got to learn from it. We can't let the same team beat us twice, so we got to shake that off. Good week of preparation. We had a good Tuesday practice yesterday and good practice today. For CMO, we got to prepare like it's any other team, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a good game this weekend.
Coach talked about you learn about a team in terms of how they take a loss, and that it was an upset locker room, and that it was a quiet bus ride back to the end, a quiet flight back, and that on Sunday, you know, during the time together, you guys were still upset about it. So what did you learn about your football team during the course of that game?
I learned that we never satisfied win or losing. You know, we had showed a lot of fight on Saturday. We got to prepare better. We can learn from it. We know that we are able to do big things this season.
Why do you pick on Coach Harbison so much, Jelani?
We don't really pick on him. He just does like funny mannerisms and stuff. But that's all.
You want to share some of his funny mannerisms?
I tell you this: every time in the meeting room, he never knows how to turn off the lights. I don't know, man. He just says a lot of funny stuff. The stuff he says, all that.
When you came out of Parkway North, you had opportunities to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
So during the recruiting process, what were you looking for in the school that you were eventually going to choose?
I was looking for a staff it's me first before ball and after ball, you know what I'm saying? Good atmosphere, good fan base. I chose Mizzou because it's right down the street, you know. My fam get to watch me play every Saturday, come up and watch the games, come up when I need them, you know what I'm saying? Also, the recruiting class we had, I knew we can build something special here. So with Martez, Devin, Ish, Nico, all those guys, Connor, like we got something special with our class. We knew that.
When you guys got together and, you know, you meet players either by playing against them during high school or you meet them in camps or recruiting trips, how much of the process was you guys were recruiting each other to come play at the same school?
So I was one of the last guys to commit. And so guys like Martez, Connor, they always were shooting DMs with me, see where my head was at, see if I was coming up on a visit when they were, all that type of stuff. So then I committed. Then I tried to get guys like Devin here, you know what I'm saying? Also, I had CJ, he transferred, but he was at my high school. He committed here like months before me. He was always trying to get me up here too, so. Yeah.
And early on, you had to deal with some adversity, right? Because you had a staff change. So what was that like? The uncertainty of not knowing what was going to take place.
Staff change is like any change is difficult, but you just got to embrace it. I feel like we brought the right guy here with Coach Drink. He's a player's coach. Coach Cheese, you know, he loves us. He teaches us good ball. The staff change wasn't really a bad thing. It felt like it helped us a lot. It helped me grow as a player and as a person with Coach Drink and Coach Harbison.
What are you studying? What's your major?
Sport management.
And what would you eventually like to do?
I'm not really sure yet. It's a couple of things. I want to become like an athletic director or like I just want to open up my own facility one day of like football, basketball, and like a host like events for younger kids and stuff.
So as we all know, the good Lord only gives you a certain amount of time to play this game that you love so much. And you know as well, too, just how quick this time goes.
Yeah.
You're in your third season at Missouri already.
Yeah.
Put that in perspective for me.
Yeah. It feels like I just got here yesterday. Me and my roommates talk about it all the time, like all the memories we had as a freshman, like how time is flying. Like we only got a couple more years left and we're in the life, right? Real life. Some of us may play ball in the next level. Some of us may not. So it's crazy to think about how fast this time is coming and going so fast.
Tell us about your family back home.
I have a beautiful mother and father I live with, have three siblings, two brothers, one sister, and I grew up with them. My brother and sister always used to pick on me, and now I'm bigger than both of them, you know what I'm saying? So it's fun. I love my family.
How often do they get a chance to make it down here to watch you play?
They come to every home game. I don't think they ever miss one. My sister, she just moved back to Atlanta. My brother actually stays here in Columbia. So they get to come watch me all the time.
Explain to me or walk us through just each day, the competition in practice, yeah. The ability to make each other better, holding guys accountable. Walk us through that process.
I feel like we got a lot of competition on, like, either in your position group or the people you're going against every day. So you're always going to get better. You got to come with that mindset of practice that, like, runners do every day, and you got to pay it, you know what I'm saying? So going against our offense, guys like Mookie, Chance, Kiki, Connor, like, going against them is going to make us way better in the game because we're not going to see too many quarterbacks better than Connor in this season. So reading him and trying to see what he does and trying to get his mannerisms down, it really helped us out.
Game this weekend at home, 11 a.m., Southeast Missouri coming up at Faurot Field in Columbia. First of all, how much do you enjoy being able to being a Missouri kid and walk out onto that field on Saturday and see folks from your home state supporting you?
Man, it's a blessing. I remember watching the Texas A&M game they played, was it like 2013, mm-hmm. when Johnny Manziel came. I was thinking, like, man, I wish I could live in those times and be in that stadium, but I couldn't. Just going out there and running out in that stadium and seeing all the fans, knowing I'm from Missouri, is a blessing, to be honest.
Man, it's great to have you on. Really appreciate your time and wish you nothing but the very best the rest of the season.
Appreciate you. Thank
Jelani
you.
Williams from Parkway North. I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. Live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this has been Tiger Talk, brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. And by Cheerleader. Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.